You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Anne-Marie's called in from Birragara. Anne-Marie, good morning. Have you done the online training course for the COVID-19 vaccine?
Most definitely. I've done that and the vaccination and for the two vaccines that are available.
For both Pfizer and AstraZeneca?
Correct.
Are they very different training courses?
No, they provide different information, but they have different times between both and they have different ways of mixing up the multi-dose vials. So you really have to pay attention, take good notes, but not a difficult course.
But a detailed course, clearly. Can you just talk me through a couple of the details? You clearly have to pay attention to this one because you say you're mixing up doses.
Yes, you do, because it's called a multi-dose vial and you have to reconstitute it by adding normal saline in a specific amount. Oh. And then they tell you how many injections you get out of one vial. So it could be, 6 to 10. It depends. And you can draw those all up at once. You also have to be very wary about the thawing of the drugs, how long they can be out of the fridge. You have to have a vaccination fridge. You can't return them after specified amounts of time. You just have to be very knowledgeable about the specific vaccine you're giving. And it's something that nurses are used to, I have to say. We give injections, IV injections, put in IVs. We do that daily. And it's not something perhaps that GPs would, but not other doctors. And I'm just very surprised that the rollout was not just based on nurses. And also to be aware of side effects of vaccinations. Most of them are very rare, but they're very common. And it's reassuring the client that you've got to stay 15 minutes.
That's right.
At least, or, half an hour, depending if you've got any, issues that might be wary. You've got to be wary about all sorts of things.
How long does the online course take?
I did the vaccination course over 5 days, and then I did these over 3 days.
Oh, right. So it's not just a little half-hour module or something?
No.
So when we learned that this doctor didn't do that online course at all, given all the complexity that you're outlining there about how you manage the multi-dose vials, he would have been walking in completely blind.
Yes, and there are 6 modules before you do the 2 on each of the vaccinations.
So you just dropped out there. Say that again.
So there are 6 modules first, and then you do the modules on the specific vaccines. So I would think that was just a presumption, perhaps, that he thought that I don't know why he turned up without doing the courses,
Wow. And
it's mandatory. My understanding was it's mandatory if you're going to do them. And for nurses, you could have a standing order for giving this vaccination. I've done that for giving the flu injections to community. I usually work in community, indigenous community.
Yep.
And we go all out, to give out our flu vaccinations. We do it by a standing order, but we follow the instructions. And we're very cautious.
Was it unfair of me, Anne-Marie, to suggest that that doctors aren't as au fait with the ins and outs of injections and vaccinations as nurses like you?
I would say some doctors. I would say doctors who work mainly in hospitals would not be used to giving perhaps vaccinations or injections. I was very surprised that nurses weren't the force in delivering these vaccinations from the Prime Minister down. I just thought that would be the sensible way to go.
I have to say,
roll out the nurses.
I'm biased. My sister's a nurse, but I'd always want a nurse giving it to me. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for that. That's really interesting. I'm just going to pop you back on hold, just in case we want to stay in touch with you, because you're really the full bottle there on what that online course is. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? I had no idea the online course was that complex and that long. The work modules that we have to do here at the ABC really only run for about 20 minutes if you scoot through them. But it's understandable, isn't it, for something that is as complex as a multi-dose vial that you have to reconstitute with saline in a particular way. You've got to really be paying attention. Emily in Melbourne, are you a nurse immuniser as well?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a nurse immuniser for over 10 years. So I didn't have to do the 5-day course because I've specialised in immunisations for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So what course did you do?
Well, I just did the modules.
Okay.
So when Anne-Marie was just talking about the 5-day course, that was that. Well, I think that is to be a nurse immuniser.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I was already one, so I only had to do the modules that were COVID-19 specific.
And how long did those modules take you?
It took 3 hours.
Okay. And they were very detailed?
Yeah, they were very detailed. Yes, they were very detailed. But given that when we had swine flu, we had multi-dose vials as well. So if you were part of that, we've done multi-dose vials before. So mm-hmm. It's not a new thing. And we've known for a very long time that the COVID vaccine is going to come out as a multi-dose.
Mm.
So it's kind of astounding that anybody who was anywhere near the field wouldn't know that there is more than one dose in a vial.
So that lack of understanding surprises you?
It does surprise me.
All right.
And given that, and you're absolutely right, the doctors don't give as many as we do. You know, it's our bread and butter, it's not theirs. But I just, if you're in that field and if you had anything to do with COVID-19 vaccine, I just think, how have you missed this information?
Emily, good to hear from you as well. This on text. Hi, Virginia. I've been a nurse for 47 years. I can't believe that a doctor made such a horrendous mistake. Nurses know that we should always check, check and check again. Doses, ID, etc. Obviously, that doctor didn't check with anyone else. Disgraceful. The error was picked up very quickly by a nurse. In one of the reports I read, the doctor left the aged care centre immediately and I left it to the nurses to inform those two people who had been injected of what had gone on. James is in Doncaster, though, and wants to present the other side. James, you run a medical sector centre. Are you a doctor, James? Good morning.
Oh, gosh, no, Virginia. I've done the COVID-19 modules for admin side of it. But
okay.
The thing that I can't get over is the fact that the nursing home or the management of that didn't look at the certificates that both the nurses and the doctors were required to have before they started issuing.
So when you finish that module, do you receive a certificate, do you?
Yeah, I've got the certificate for the admin of the first couple of modules. I'm not a medical person. I'm not giving
No, I get that.
But yep. We need to do a lot more than just do the vaccines. But the paperwork, the certificate that doctors and nurses would have from those courses, there's no way I'd allow a nurse or a doctor to be providing vaccines at our medical centre without first viewing that and
checking that certificate. Yeah, that's a really good point, James. Thank you. And it's good to know that there was that certificate. As I mentioned, it's a particular private operator that's was working in that aged care centre. It's the reminder that everyone needs, though, at state and federal level. You can just imagine, can't you, that all the state health services scrambling around now to make sure that everyone's done their training, done it accurately, it's been double-checked, they've got their certificate, and that there's redundancies built into the system so that errors like that aren't made.